Of course, we all knew it wouldn't take long, but the racial divide amongst those following Michael Jackson and his death has started. And according to Fox News, a Pew poll shows that 80% of black Americans are closely following the drama surrounding Michael Jackson's surprising death. By contrast, only 20% of white Americans are giving their full attention to the story. And now we've all heard that Representative Peter King, the white conservative congressman from Long Island, is attacking the recently deceased pop star by calling him a pervert. He insists that television networks and newspapers halt their frenzied coverage because Michael Jackson is a bad role model. To give so much coverage day in and day out, what does that say about us and our country, said King. A good politician? The congressman must assume there are points to be scored with most of the white voters on Long Island, who he hopes will see him as daring, bold, and even brave for speaking ill of the dead rock star. I'm not sure about speaking ill or speaking the truth. I'll let you decide about the dead rock star, but I do agree that the networks have gone absolutely crazy when it comes to covering Michael Jackson. Some have said the only other coverage that parallels this is that of 9/11, and you cannot compare, absolutely without a doubt, the death of Michael Jackson to 9/11. No way, no how. The networks need to get on with it. There are other stories to cover. Michael Jackson, may he rest in peace. And those that enjoy his music will continue buying. Those that don't will not. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.